Show them to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the third Aliyah on Parsha's Bahar Bechukosai. That is Perek Chav Hei, Pasuk Chav Tes. And the Pasuk tells us, Ve'ish ki yimkar beis moishav ir chayma. And if a person shall sell his beis moishav, meaning his house that he lives in, ir chayma, in a city that has a wall, v'haisa ge'ulasai am toim shnas mimkarai, and its redemption shall be, meaning he's allowed to redeem it up until the year of its sale, yamim tiya gulasai, its period of redemption shall be days. Let's take a look at Rashi, what's going on over here. Rashi tells us, Pasuk Chav Tes, Beis Moishav Ir Chayma, Bayis Besoich Ir Hamukefes Chayma, a house inside a city that has a wall, Mimas Yeshua Ben Nun, that city was surrounded by a wall from the times of Yeshua Ben Nun. Bahaisa Gulasai, its redemption shall be, Lefish Emerson says in the Pasuk Besada, in regards to a field, Shiyachel Gala, he's allowed to redeem it, Mishdei Shanim Ve'elach, from 2 years and on, calls Man Shiyat, so whenever he wishes, Ubesoich Shtei Shanim Harishanim, but within the first 2 years, Ani Yachel Gala, he's not allowed to redeem it, Hotzer Chlifrit Bezeh, that's why the Pasuk has to specify in regards to this, Shu Chilif, that it's the opposite. Shem Ratzel Ligal, if he wants to redeem it Bashan Rishani in the first year, Gaila, he is allowed to redeem it. La'achar Mikan, but after that, Eina Gaila, he's not allowed to redeem it. V'haisa Ge'ulasai, its redemption shall be Shalbayis, meaning the redemption of the house shall be Yamim, days, Yimei Shana Shlema, the days of a full year, Kareem Yamim, that's called days. V'chein, similarly, it says, Teshav Anari Tanu Yamim. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed, V'im Lo Yigal Ad Melois Lo Yishana Tmima, and if it was not redeemed until the first year passed, so V'kam Habayis Asher Bo'ir, Asher Lo Yichayma, Latzmisus, Lakayna Oisai, Lidaraisav, Lo Yitzabayevel. This house, which is in this city that has the wall, shall be established, Latzmisus, forever, for perpetuity, for the person that bought it, for all of his generations, and it does not go back to the original owner during Yovel. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed, V'kam Habayis, Latzmisus, Yotzim Yikaycha, Shalmeicher, V'aymed B'kaycha Shalkayna, it goes out from the Kayach, from the strength, from the authority of the seller, and goes into that of the buyer. Asher Lo Yichayma, that has a wall, Lo Yikarinan, it's read as Lamed Vav, that it's to him, even though it's spelled Lamed Aleph in the Pasuk. Amar Rabbi Sein Zuchan Vacha, Chazal Darshin, Afal Pisha Ein Lo Yachshav, even though this city does not have a wall right now, since it previously had a wall, even though now it doesn't have a wall, it's still considered a walled city. Lo Yitzabayevel, the next Rashi says, Amar Rav Safra, in Pagaba Yovel, if the Yovel year encountered it, Besech Shnasi, within the first year of its sale, Lo Yitzay, it does not go out during Yovel, and we continue this count of the full year that the seller has the opportunity to redeem this house that he sold. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Uvate Achatzeirim, in a house that's in a courtyard or a house that's in the open, Asher Ein Lehem Chayv Asaviv, they do not have a wall around the city, Al Sadeh Haaretz Yichashiv, this should be considered like a field of the land, Geula Tiyaloi, it does have redemption, Ubayevel Yitzay, and it goes out during Yovel. And Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, tells us, Ubate Achatzeirim Kitargumalai, Targum translates it as, Patzchaya, Ayaris Pesuchas, open cities, May Ein Chayim, that they don't have a wall, Vahar Beyeshin, there's many like this, Pesef Yeshua, and Yeshua Ha'arm, Vachatzrehem, Vachatzrehem, Uvati Raisam. Next Rashi, Al Sudeh Ha'arzi Chashev, Harehen Kisades, is just like a field, Shenig Olin Ada Yevel, that's redeemed up until Yevel, Vietin Beyevel Labalim, and at the time of Yevel, if it wasn't redeemed until then, it automatically goes back to the original owner, Imloy Nigalu, if they weren't redeemed. Gula Tia Light, it shall have redemption, Miyad immediately. If you would like to. And over here, this house is actually stronger. There's more power in this than a regular field. A field is not allowed to be redeemed until it was by the buyer for a minimum of 2 years. A house, if a person sells it, again, and it's in a city that does not have a wall, he's allowed to redeem it immediately and he doesn't have to wait 2 years. And last Rashi says, it goes without payment, it goes automatically back to the original owner. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis, Va'ari Halavim. And what about in a city that's designated for the Levim? Bate Ari Achuzasam, the houses in their cities of Achuzah. Again, this is a city designated for the Levim. Geulas Oilam Tiel Alevim. The Levim shall have eternal redemption. They're always allowed to redeem it. And let's take a look at Rashi Pasuk Lamed Beis over here. Va'ari Halavim, Arbaim Ushmaina Ir Shenit Nulhem. The 48 cities that were given to the Levim. Geulas Oilam, Goyal Miyad, he's allowed to redeem it immediately. Vafil Lufnei Shtei Shanim, even before 2 years, in Machru Sadim Sadisim, if they sold one of their fields, Hanisunus Lahem, that were given to them. Alpaim Amma Svivas Ha'arim in the 2,000 Amma area around their cities. Aymachur Bayas Bir Chaim, or if he sold a house that was inside a walled city, Gailim La'ilim, they're always allowed to redeem it. Ve'enei Chalot, it doesn't become absolute property of the buyer, of the one that had bought it from him, L'Saif Shana, at the end of the year. Even though a year or two or three passed, he's still allowed to redeem his house or his field from the person he sold it to. And continuing to talk about the Levim, back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vashir Yigal Min Alevim, if someone should redeem it from Levim, meaning someone buys something from a Levi, V'yatza Mim Karbayas V'yachuzasa Bayovel, and the selling of this house, house or in the city of his achuza, it shall go back during Yovel. Kibate ari halavim hi achuzasam, because this house in the city of Levim, that is their achuza b'seich b'nei Israel among Klal Yisrael. But usdei migrash areihim lo yimacher, a field in the open land of the city. This is talking about an open area outside the city. Lo yimacher, that's not allowed to be sold. Ki achuzas oilam hu lahem, because that is an eternal achuza for them, and they are not allowed to sell it at all. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk lamed gimel. Now the first Rashi we're not going to read inside, but the second pshat in this first Rashi tells us that this applies even to a levi that buys from another levi. That purchase shall never be forever. It always goes back to the original levi, and that original levi is always able to repurchase that which he sold to that first levi. Let's take a look at that second Rashi. V'yatza mimkar bayis harezu mitzvah acheres. This is talking about a different mitzvah. Neveim lo yigala. If the levi didn't redeem that which he sold yatza b'yevel, it goes back to him during yevel. Asayf shana kabayis shal Yisrael, at the end of the year, just like the house of Yisrael. Kibate ar levim hiachuzasam, because the house of the levim, that is their achuza. Loi hayolahem nachla sadis ukramim. They never got sadis and krumim, fields and vineyards, el arm l'shavas. They only got cities to live in, amigrashem, in the open area outside the city. Lefikach, therefore, heim lahem bimkaim sadis. That, meaning the city, is to the levim in place of fields. V'yeshlem gula kesadis, and that which they sell in the city is able to be redeemed, just like Yisrael is able to redeem his land. Kidei shaloi tufka nachla samahem, so that their nachla shouldn't be completely taken away from them. And Pasuk Lamed Dalet Rashi tells us, Usdei migrash areihim lo yimacher, mecher gizbar. This is being sold by gizbar, who is one of the people in charge of the funds of the Beis HaMikdash, Shem Hikdash ben Levi HaSodeu. If a Levi, he was makdish his field to the Beis HaMikdash v'lo yigal, and he didn't redeem it, umachar gizbar, and the gizbar sold it, eina yotzel kaihanim. It doesn't go to the kaihanim who bought it, but yovel during yovel, k'ma shenemar b'Yisrael, like it says by Yisrael, v'machar esasadeh l'shacher to someone else, lo yigal oid, aval ben Levi yigal la'ilam. A Levi is always allowed to redeem it. Again, even though it was sold by the Gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash, the Levi is allowed to go and he's allowed to redeem his field. Now let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Hey. V'chi yomach achicha, and if your brother becomes poor, umata yada imach, and his hand falters or becomes shaky with you, and we're going to see in Rashi what that means. V'chzakta bay, you shall hold on to him, you shall strengthen him. Ger v'toyshav, a ger v'toyshav, v'cha imach, so that he can live with you. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Hey, tells us, V'chzakta bay, that you shall strengthen him and hold on to him. Al tanicheu sheyered v'yipol v'yekash lakimay. Don't allow him to decline and continue falling, and then it's going to be really difficult to raise him up. Ela chaskeu, strengthen him now, mishas mutas yad, from the time that he starts becoming shaky, meaning from the time he starts losing his money and it starts becoming difficult for him. Lamaza daim, what's this comparable to? Lamaza shalachamor, you have a burden on a donkey, adamim kame, while the donkey is still in its place and it begins to fall off, and you realize that it's not really placed well on the donkey, echotayf is by, a person can grab hold of it, umamida, and set it in its place. Nafala arts, but once it's fallen to the ground, chamisha in mamida, and I say, five people won't be able to set it in its place. So fix it before it becomes a major issue, and then it will be much easier to fix, as opposed to waiting till it becomes a major issue, and then you're left scratching your head, like, why don't we fix this beforehand? The Pasuk had told us, Ger v'toshav afim hu ger, even if he's a ger, oi toshav, he's just a regular resident, ve'ezu toshav, what is a toshav? Kol shekibul olav shaloi lavad avad zara, someone who's taken upon himself not to serve avad zara, v'oichon nevelas, but he still will eat nevelas, even though it's not kosher meat, he's still considered a toshav, you still have to take care of him. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav, how should we treat this person? Al tikach mi'itoi neshach v'tar. Do not take from him interest or tarbis, which is another way of saying interest. You shall have fear of Hashem and enable your brother to live with you. Let's take a look at Rashi over your pasuk lamed vav. Neshach v'tarbis chad shavin rabbanon. Chachamim consider this like the same thing. Neshach and tarbis both mean ribis. V'lavrel b'shnei lavin. The reason why we have a double commandment over here is because a person is going to be over two lavin and not just one if he charges interest. And the pasuk said, you should fear Hashem. Adam ribis. A person's mind is attracted to the concept of lending with interest. It's hard to separate from it. He tries to find all sort of heterim to lend with interest because of the money that he has that's sitting by the other person and it's not gaining anything. You're not gaining any percentages or anything. You lent $100, you get $100 back. That's why the Pasuk has to say, you have to fear Hashem and don't think that you're going to find some sort of way to lend with interest. The Pasuk is also speaking about someone who gives his money to a non-Jew, meaning he claims that his money is really a non-Jew. So that he could lend it to another Jew with interest. This is something that's given over to a person's heart and his thought, meaning no one knows whether or not this is really a non-Jew's money or it's his own money. That's why the Pasuk has to say, you should have fear of Hashem. Hashem knows whether or not this is really your money, so be very careful. Now let's go back to the Chumash Pasuk Lamed Zayin. We continue talking about ribis. Do not give your money to him for interest. uvemarbis loisi tinachlecha. And for ribis, again, interest, do not give your food. Again, which means do not lend him money for interest. Ani Hashem lekechem, asher tzeisis chamer tzutzayim, that took you out of the land of Mitzrayim, losis lechem as eretz Canaan, to give you the land of Canaan, to give you eretz Yisrael, liyos lechem lekim, to be as a God for you. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, pasuk lamedches, asher tzeisi, vevchanti bein b'char l'she'en b'char, and I distinguished, I made a difference in between who's a b'char and who's not a b'char. Afani yodea v'nifra min amal v'mois liyisrael b'ribis. I also have the ability to distinguish in between someone who lends money for interest and who doesn't lend with interest, v'aymer shel nachrihein, and who claims that really this money belongs to a non-Jew when really it belongs to him. Davar acher, alternatively, we could say, asher tzeisi eschem mitzrayim, I took you out of Mitzrayim, al menas shetekabu aleichem mitzvoisein, on condition that you accept my commandments upon you, v'afilu hen kvedes aleichem, even if they're difficult for you. Losses lechem es eretz Canaan, v'schar, this is reward shetekabu mitzvoisein, that you accept my commandments, that's where you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. Lias lechem lelekim, to be as a God for you, shekol hadar b'Eretz Yisrael, anyone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, ani lelekim, I shall be as a God for him. Anyone who leaves it, it's like he worships Avodah Zarah. We're going to stop here for the day. We're going to pick up tomorrow with a brand new Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.